This is North Shore Today for Friday, April 28, 2017. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, in a late Thursday night twist, Salem City Councilors moved to advance the controversial Community Benefits Agreement, CBA, with North Shore Medical Center, which had been stalled in committee since it was proposed in February. Council rules permit councilors to discharge items kept locked up in committee to force votes on them. This was taking place as the Salem News passed deadline yesterday. Mounting pressure from the city's mayor and members of the school committee lobbying for the agreement's immediate passage prompted the action. The community benefits agreement between the city and North Shore Medical Center packs about $2.8 million in benefits, targeting a number of efforts in the city, ranging from road improvements on Jefferson Avenue to funding for City Connects, a Boston-based program that would help connect students in all of Salem's elementary and middle schools with resources with non-academic issues such as housing, counseling, and other issues. Much more in this story in today's Salem News, story written by Dustin Luca, and you can also check out salemnews.com for updates. The Lynn School Committee passed a resolution supporting student sanctuary. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, the Lynn School Committee adopted a policy to protect students from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. Bridget Turcott writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, quote, "It would be bad if we turned our backs on these kids," said Oscar Ross, who has a daughter in the Lynn Public Schools, who dreams of being both a police officer and a cook. "If we don't give them the chance to be what they want to be." Mary Sweeney, a retired teacher, said that during her career, students had to worry about getting their homework done. "I never faced situations of kids being deeply afraid," said Sweeney. "I think with the issues of immigration and ICE, it's a reality." The panel voted unanimously to adopt a policy that affirms the schools are safe and welcoming sanctuaries for all students, regardless of their immigration status. The document said the resolutions are intended to ensure that all Lynn Public School students have the same right to a free public education and will be treated equally. Quote, "The mission of the Lynn Public Schools is to maintain a multicultural school community dedicated to the realization of the full intellectual, physical, social, and emotional potential of the students," reads the resolution. "The city is enriched and strengthened by its diverse cultural heritage, multinational population, and welcoming attitude toward newcomers." There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, sir, thank you. John Castelluccio writes in today's Salem News, in one sense, Peabody needs a parking problem downtown, Mayor Ted Betancourt told city councilors Thursday night. It would mean there's a demand for those spots. As it is, he said, there is always plenty of parking available, but not in a way that spurs growth for the downtown. Parking, according to the mayor, is one last roadblock the city must address that's impeding revitalization efforts. Councilors spent 2 hours in committee Thursday hashing out their concerns over a proposal put forward by Betancourt to allow downtown residents to park overnight in municipal lots and meanwhile reduce residential parking requirements in certain districts to remove barriers to redevelopment projects. The mayor and local business leaders pushed for the changes following a thorough review of parking regulations in other similar-sized communities with thriving downtowns. They looked at Beverly, Salem, Danvers, and Gloucester, among others. Gayla Cowley writes in itemlive.com, one resignation at Town Hall in Swampscott has prompted the promotion of two other officials to assist town administrators. Former town accountant and assistant town administrator Dave Castellaron resigned earlier this month for personal reasons. He had been out on medical leave since the beginning of March, and his resignation was effective April 18, according to town administrator Sean Fitzgerald. A search for a new town accountant is underway, and the position will be advertised this week. Starting salary for the position will be $80,000 and will be dependent on qualifications. Fitzgerald, as part of his plan to improve the delivery of municipal services and the administration of town financial functions, has promoted Gino Cresta, Department of Public Works Director for 14 years, to the position of Assistant Town Administrator for Operations, and Ronald Mendez, Town Treasurer-Collector, to the position of Assistant Town Administrator for Administration. More on this story in today's Item Live, story written by Gayla Colley. A Gloucester woman named Greg Zosky That's right. That's what Raymond Lamont is reporting. Greg Zosky said she has remained a faithful rider of the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority's commuter rail system through weather cancellations, infrastructure problems, and more. She's quoted as saying, "Every day we contribute to put our trust in a system that is crumbling around us," she told 150 people gathered for a forum Wednesday night at City Hall. She and others were there to protest the MBTA's plan to shut down weekend rail service on the Rockport line that serves Cape Ann this summer to install a federally funded positive train control infrastructure system. The T then plans to suspend service north of Salem from July 17 to August 13 to replace the Beverly Swing Bridge and prepare for replacement of the Gloucester Drawbridge that crosses the Annasquam River. Much more on this story in today's Gloucester Times story written by Ray Lamont. And the MSO microphones will be at West Parish School in Gloucester today. Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken, Interim Police Chief John McCarthy, and Superintendent of Schools Dr. Richard Sapphire have announced the launch of Cops and Kids program, which will deploy the Gloucester police officers to visit each of the city's elementary schools and spend time with students, giving them a chance to see police officers in a fun and friendly setting. More on this story below on our website. The city officials, elementary school principals, and the officers will be at the event today at 11:40 p.m. A.M. that is, at the West Parish School. And the media will be there, of course, and as I said, I will be there trying to get some more information for you on that with some interviews and hopefully some pictures as well. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. What a spring it is for Lynn Classical baseball and softball teams. Combined, they're undefeated at 14-0. The baseball team improved to 8-0 on the strength of a Thursday 3-1 win over Saugus, Devin Buckland picking up the win on the mound, while the softball team improved their record to 6-0 with an 8-4 win over Saugus. Beverly baseball rallied for an 8-3 win over Malden Thursday night on the road. Spencer Brown with 14 Ks on the hill for the Panthers, allowing just one hit. A peek at Friday's sports schedule. Salem plays baseball at Marblehead this afternoon at 4. Danvers is at Everett. Gloucester at Beverly. Medford at Peabody. This weekend's events, if you're looking for a college baseball game, the Salem State Vikings are home for a doubleheader against Fitchburg starting at noon on Saturday. This is sports on MSONewsSports.com.